Many thousands are getting college diplomas this spring, and underneath some of those mortarboards is a surprising amount of gray hair. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with two newly minted senior graduates.
Geneva Long and Ann Martindale graduated May 19th. Long, 95, a former school teacher, now lives in an assisted living facility. She just graduated from Skidmore College in upstate New York. Martindale, a former New Jersey State Senator and ambassador to New Zealand, graduated from Smith College in Massachusetts. She made the dean's list and now has a bachelor's degree in American Studies. I asked Martindale if it was worth it to go back to school at such an advanced age.
I enjoyed the courses, the professors, and I particularly enjoyed the young students. I have grandchildren of their age, but I still like to meet others.
Now, Anne, why didn't you do this before?
I was taken out of college by my parents because they were afraid that I would end up an old maid, that I would never find a man willing to marry a woman who was so serious about education.
Now, Geneva Long, you're 95 and you just graduated. Why bother? Why'd you do it now at 95?
I guess it's a case of finishing something you start. What happened was I started out in a junior college in St. Joseph, Missouri. I came east thinking that I would get my bachelor's degree, and one thing and another came up, and I never got it. I decided to try again.
By the way, what did you study, Geneva?
Elementary education, teaching elementary education.
So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to teach?
Not at 95, I'm not.
Geneva Long, I know that you have a wheelchair, and on your wheelchair you have a Skidmore bumper sticker.
Yes.
So how did the young people at Skidmore relate to you, and what did they think about you going across the stage on graduation day?
I don't know how they felt about that, but I do know that I found them very accepting. I found them very helpful.
How did the younger students treat Ann Martindale at 87?
Well, that was interesting because after they got over the initial shock, should we say, would say, oh, it means so much to us to have you in our classes. You bring so much experience and so much wisdom to us that we like it.
Tell me a little bit about any words of wisdom that you might have had to offer your fellow graduates this spring.
Well, to never give up, which has been the story of my life. They should keep trying. They should not get discouraged. And their education will help, even though they might not see it right away.
I would certainly second her thought of persistence.
Ann Martindale, I wanted to ask you very quickly if there was a most amazing thing that might have happened to you during your return to school to get your degree at 87?
Well, walking away from one of the exams just this past year, a student said, when is your graduation? And I told him. And then I went on to say that all my four children, all my nine grandchildren and two great-grandchildren were planning to come. Oh, my, he said. They must be proud of you. And then he paused and he said, we are.
Both Ann Martindale and Geneva Long are now writing their memoirs. The working title of Martindale's book is Never Too Late. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.